Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is Veterans Day. Oh, and they have forgotten. And how many years have I told you they have forgotten the price in blood that has been paid for the freedoms that they cashed away, that they trifled away because of their self-indulgence and their lack of discipline and vigilance. And that blood cries out. We paid the price of our youth. We paid the price of our strength. And they were manipulated in many cases into being cannon fodder in order to purge. And the purging of blood and the purging of the earth through war. Because they have declared war against God. The Lord of the armies of heaven is rising up. And he has fire in his eyes. And they've been listening. The church has been listening to the Pied Pipers. And the rat packs have followed him. Down into the broad way to hell. Oh, cry out, cry out, cry out. The sound of war from the heavens will thunder on the earth. Ah, and there's no escaping this. Whew. Each man to his own place and each person to their own home. And residents, whoo, to take care of, to guard, and to whoo, watch over that which God has given them stewardship of. For there is a work coming right now that if I would have told you, you wouldn't have believed it. And even heaven shall vault and volley and throw the fireballs against the powers of darkness. Ha! And the moon can stand still, and the sun in its course, and the earth can reverse its direction. All these things are in the hands of Almighty God. And yet not one hair of your head shall be harmed. If you walk in under my, under the mantle of my arms, if you walk under the covering of my tullies, if you walk under the wing of the Almighty,
I believe that word is for the whole world, not just the United States.
Not dead yet. Wait. And the riders are on the storm now. Remember I said pray? That it not happen on Shabbat or in winter. And here comes the Sabbath and here comes the winter. And only those that have been appointed and have had the mark, they've had been marked on their forehead will survive this, will come through this, because they are marked by the angels of the Lord. They grieve at the sin and they groan. They are marked to have a certain purpose and a destiny, and the rest shall die. And that judgment is on the wicked. Let me declare it now. The judgment is on the wicked. And the judgment is on those whose time is appointed now to be ended in this dimension. And the judgment on those that are not going to see the travail. The travail of the kingdom being birthed in blood and fire and smoke. And I see angels. I see the angels are like around the fiery furnace, and the furnace is blazing, And there will be angels that will keep some from the nuclear devastations. But my vengeance, the day of my vengeance is at hand now. And I will not hold back, and I will not reserve any longer. For it is the appointed time, and the Lord is coming. The deliverer and the savior, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is coming, and he is coming for his bride. And he's not coming for donkeys that have to stand in the way of the false Balaams who give dumb prophecies that are not from the throne of God, but the throne of their own sinful presumptions. I saw a donkey's head. Ho, Labasha Keseteria. And why do you rush to your own destruction? Rend your hearts and not your garments. For the days of reckoning and accounting are here now upon you. You ask of me, and you have asked, and I have shown you the things that are to come. And you say, yes, we have a hope and a future. Yes, you do. You have an eternal hope and a future. But this world is condemned. Even children, I've allowed and given even children prophetic words and dreams to denounce the mature adults who know it all, because they don't know anything. And I'm speaking to those who are in the church. My children, my young ones, the ones that are being slaughtered, rise up and say, God showed me this was going to happen, and that's what's going to happen. And it's a pure word. And there's no ministry professionalism in the child. Oh, holy, we're holy is the Lord who was and is to come. For the earth shall be filled with his glory from the rising of the sun to the setting thereof. For his judgments will be made manifest, and his word is spoken and etched even in the heavens as the sun takes its course. And the moon is in full force. Proste. Cry out. Cry aloud. And in this day ask me for mercy. And I will render each according to their works. For I know this is an evil day and an evil hour. And the evil has tested those who are mine, whether they were going to stay faithful and endure until the end. Holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 holy. No man or woman or child shall stand in that day. They will be on their knees and on their faces before me. and searching to see if they are ready to meet me at the judgment seat of Almighty God. And I will turn the devices of the wicked upon their own heads, for I will not be mocked. It says in Jude that I come with 10,000 and 10,000s of my saints to execute judgment on those who have risen up and slandered my name. It wasn't the exact word, but those who, that in the text, but it's those who have risen up against God with their tongues. He's coming with a sword in his mouth to execute judgment against the wicked. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. The Lord is coming.